beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is... Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music on a Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour. And just to jump right into things, to start things off, I've got two excellent requests from a good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. First off, he wanted to hear Where Are You by Canadian jazz guitarist Ed Bickert from his self-titled album. A mainstream jazz musician with a nearly 50-year-long professional career. He played with elegance and style, and this song is a perfect way to ease us in to the end of our Monday night. Now, he also requested another song by Lauren Lofsky, also a Canadian jazz guitarist and a virtuoso guitarist as well. Just a few years ago, he actually became a member of the Canadian Jazz Collective, and he's had numerous collaborations with other musicians, including Kirk MacDonald, Ed Brickert, and Oscar Peterson, just to name a few. He still plays and he teaches, and Master Nate wanted to hear his take on the standard Giant Steps from his album It Could Happen to You. Fun fact, it was actually Oscar Peterson who produced this album. He would later go on to tour with Oscar Peterson's quartet and his quintet. Just a bit of fun musical trivia that I wanted to bring up in that regard. So thank you once again, Master Nate, for sending these my way. I always appreciate it. As I often say, you're a man of excellent musical taste, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. But let's get ready to jump into it here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Whether you're tuned in to your FM dial on 101.9 FM, listening to Kojiko Channel 282, or catching us on our stream on CFRC.ca, I thank you for taking some time to listen to some jazz music with me here at the end of our Monday night. So without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go. Thank you.
this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
I'm David Suzuki. Cut your heat and energy use by 10% and you'll be making a real difference combating global warming. The future is in your hands.
Shrink your footprint, grow your wallet, cool the planet. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We start things off, of course, with a couple of excellent requests from a good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear first off, Where Are You by Ed Bickert from his self-titled album. And then to follow that up, he wanted to hear Lauren Lofsky with his take on the standard Giant Steps from his album It Could Happen to You. Once again, thank you so much for sending these my way, Master Nate. You know I always appreciate it. Having recently weathered a bit of a snowstorm up here, I hope things are going well over where you are. Now, another fun little bit of musical trivia. Back in the 1950s, Ed Bickert had joined two local jazz groups, one of which was led by saxophonist Mo Kaufman, who we tend to play fairly regularly on the show. And that makes for a convenient segue because we finish things off with the Mo Kaufman Quintet with the song Hamstring Blues from the album Momentum. Now, I also know that Mo Kaufman and Ed Bickert were both part of a group called the Boss Brass. I'll definitely have to look into that for a future show. Now, I do just want to mention real quick that the funding drive is still going on until the end of the month, and that if you donate through Queen's University, you are eligible for a tax receipt that is good for the 2024 tax year, up until the end of the month, February 28th. So if you're at all interested in that, please do check out our website, cfrc.ca/donate. Now, jumping into the next set, I have another fantastic request from another good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. And he wanted to hear some more Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, following up Ghost Song from last week with the song Until. And while last week's song was a bit more sentimental, reminiscent of the Golden Age, this one goes from introspective to more upbeat and fun. I think you're really going to like it, so thank you for sending this my way, Dan. I'm looking forward to playing it. So without further ado, let's continue here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
If I caught the world in a bottle and everything was still beneath the moon, without your love, would it shine for me? If I was smart as Aristotle and understood the rings around the moon, what would it all matter if you loved me? Here in your arms, where the world is impossibly still, with a million dreams to fulfill and a matter of moments until the dancing ends. Here in your arms, where everything seems to be clear, not a solitary thing will I fear, except when this moment comes near, the dance's end. If I caught the world in an hourglass, saddled up the moon so we could ride until the stars grew dim, until... stranger, and all the noise is silenced in the room. You'll feel that you're close to some mystery. In the moonlight where everything shatters, you'll feel as if you've known her all your life. The world's greatest lesson in history, here in your arms, where the world is impossibly still, with a million dreams to fulfill, and a matter of moments until the dancing ends. Here in your arms, where everything seems to be clear, not a solitary thing will I fear, except when this moment comes near the dance's end. If I caught the world in an hourglass, saddled up the moon so we could ride until the stars grew.
Cyclone to the unknown, staring down the monster's eye. Be wild, believe, surrender, you'll see my lighthouse awaits on the other side. Like a lightning bolt far from that ghost below. I gasp, I breathe. A cyclone to the unknown, staring down the monster's eye. Be wild, believe, surrender. You'll see my lighthouse awaits on the other side. We'll dance beneath the winter moon. We'll skate.
CFRC 101.9 FM Chet Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off with a request from Dan Nisnik. He wanted to hear a song by Cecile McLaurin-Silvant, a beautiful composition, a veritable dance of song called Until. Thank you so much for sending that my way, Dan. I think I may have found a new favorite. Now, to follow that up, we played Lighthouse by Danielle Bassels. And then to finish things off, we wound it down a bit with Outside by Leila Bialy from her album Winter Songs. Now, to change the tune once again, I did say last week I was thinking of visiting the 1970s with some jazz fusion, and to start things off, we're going to play Underwater Song by Gilgamesh from their 1978 album, another fine tune you've got me into. This song is definitely going to take you on a journey, so let's go exploring here on Chet Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer. Here we go. Reached the end of our show here on Chet Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off with Underwater Song by Gilgamesh from the album Another Fine Tune You've Got Me Into. After that, we played Evening Star by Jun Fukamachi from his 1975 album Introducing Jun Fukamachi. And then to finish things off, we played some Blue Mitchell with Bump It from his 1975 album Stratosonic Nuances. And you know, I've said this a lot of times, 1975 was a special time for jazz fusion. And that's why I'd love to go back and revisit a few more albums from that time period. Now that said, we still have enough time for one more song tonight, but before we jump into that, just a few quick announcements. You probably already know what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show, Swing, Swang, Swung, every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And, of course, Danny Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. Two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz music. Now, to finish things off on tonight's show, I'm of a mind to revisit Kotetsu playing Top Note from the album Eclipse. Short and sweet and perfect to wind things down with as we reach the midnight hour here on Shed Progressions. As always, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the set list. Next week, I'll be back with a few more surprises. And to tip my hand a little bit, I definitely want to revisit Gilgamesh. I might also play some of the Masaru Amada Trio. And maybe some Jerry Hahn while we're at it. This and more. Until then, I say to you, take care out there, stay safe, stay healthy. I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way. So if you would permit me one final indulgence, let me just say, please enjoy our last song of the night. Once again, Top Note by Kotetsu from their album Eclipse. Have a good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Tsuki wo matsu wo Existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12. Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic? I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your